Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Here's you boys, now take my advice. To America, love is not become. There is nothing here but.
Alan Buckley from the Irish Rock and Roll Museum Experience is with us in studio to tell us about the life and work of Mary Black. How are you?
Oh, this is one of these moments where I sometimes go into the box with trying to pick the perfect album.
Yeah.
You know, and get that perfect moment. And then sometimes I just go, do you know what? Sod it. Let's just look at a career.
Yeah.
Because for a very specific reason is that Mary Black is currently undertaking a tour that has a very specific name. Slán.
Yeah.
So what I will say is, in this, I've tried to pick songs from various aspects and moments of her career.
Tell us about the last one, or the first one.
Yeah, so, well, we're talking about a career that spans, this will be her 51st year as a professional musician, because her first recordings would have come out in 1975. And she initially joined a band called General Humbert, if you don't mind, and very Irish traditional folky type scene. I should point out, she comes from an amazing family.
They're all musical.
The parents, the mother was a singer, the father was a fiddle player from Rathlin Island. I mean, and they came from, you know, Charlemont Street in Dublin. The brothers have a band called the Black Brothers. We know about Francis Black, seeped in music from an early age. But she has a few little incarnations. Now, the first song we've chosen is actually from her work with the band De Dannan.
Okay.
Which an incredible band that had an album, which this song is from, called Anthem. And the song is called Paddy's Lamentation. It's an anti-war song, which I think is very fitting in today's climate. And for that reason, I chose it. And just because it is just a beautiful exploration of Mary Black's very, you know, young voice.
Yeah, okay.
It's amazing.
Come running home again, Katie. Come running home again. Cross my heart and hope to die. Shall I cause another tear from your eye? The mirror that won't talk. And your nightgown on the door. And the old
is the fabulous Katie. I couldn't do this without
this song. Yeah.
It's so evocative. But the thing I really love about this song is that it is a love song. And it has that wonderful sense of, you know, come back to me, come back to my arms and all that. And yet there's this line in this song that absolutely haunts me. Shall I cause another tear from your eye? In other words, you know, this is a song about love and come on back and everything would be great. Or will it? Because it has this moment to it that I think it takes a sort of a sentimental love song into the realm of something much deeper. And Mary Black's voice is so perfect.
Who was Mary Black's inspiration?
Well, she was I suppose, she grew up in the tradition of great Irish balladeers. And it's difficult to do this piece without talking about someone else who she also worked with and also was a big influence on her. Of course, the beautiful Dolores Keane, who we lost recently. I don't want to get into the idea of competition, but they would have played off each other. So I think that growing up, and they would have done work together. And actually, Mary Black, not only a singer, she could also play the Bowron, played on several tracks recorded by Dolores Keane, where she was the Bowron player. So I think she was coming up at a time where there were so many other great female artists coming out of Ireland.
When did her career take off, Alan?
Well, as I said, began in the mid-70s. Declan Sinnott, who was involved in De Dannan, produced her first album, and that went triple platinum.
Okay.
So you're talking early 80s.
Yeah.
She starts really becoming a major, major force. And I can't even count the amount of times she's won Irish Female Vocalist of the Year. It's incredible. And to talk about her voice for a second, there's a magazine called What Hi-Fi, back when people used to be into
magazine buyers,
the fidelity of sound and what hi-fi would be the best one to buy. They What Hi-Fi magazine used Mary Black's voice as the paradigm against every other voice.
Okay.
They said that if your hi-fi could play Mary Black perfectly, it won. And this is a magazine that was sold all around the world.
Yeah.
And that brought her quite a bit of attention because they said, well, who is this voice that is used as what was called an audiophile? The paradigm for perfect voice.
When I think of Mary Black, this is what I think of.
My heart is low. My heart is so low. As only a woman's heart can be. As only a woman's, as only a woman's, as only a woman's heart can know.
That is a woman's heart. And I think I mentioned it recently, there's a category in my head that lives rent-free, which is called perfect song.
Mm.
This to me is a perfect song.
And why?
We've covered this album because I think it has a social import in terms of the story of Irish women. But we should mention Eleanor McAvoy in here as well, another amazing talent and someone we should probably cover individually as well. But it is so evocative of a moment in time, the condition of Irish women and the status of Irish women. And it's haunting, it's a lament, it's a celebration, it's so many things wrapped up into one thing. And for me, I never get tired of listening to that song. I get emotional listening to that song, and I'm not even, you know, a woman. But for me, it's, if I wanted to identify with what Irish women had to go through over the decades and centuries in Ireland.
That's the song for you. How successful was Mary Black here?
Oh, I mean, in terms of Ireland and, you know, the UK market, you know, triple platinum albums all over the shop. But she's also had a number 8 hit in Japan. Her reputation in the United States is incredible as well, particularly among...
Is she our most successful female artist?
Well, Enya.
Yeah, okay.
Enya, from a place called Donegal.
Yeah.
Is... easily.
She has to be in the top 5, though.
Oh, she is. Now, we can get into why she's not maybe, you know, an international megastar. But I suppose her roots are in Irish traditional music, which is, accepting, relatively niche. But the next song, which I've chosen, is also, is kind of a little delve into something a little bit different.
Caves in the wood, walking through snow. Choice in the matter now. Some must lead, some must follow. And touch can mean distance to some people. Touch can mean prison or be like a cage. I always thought that life could be more simple.
From the album of the same name. We're in 1991 now. Chosen something a little bit more upbeat and a little bit less...
It sounds so different to the rest of her stuff, I think.
It really does. And I think that was important to get that in there because, you know, Mary Black is not a one-trick pony.
Yeah.
She just comes out with this amazing voice and sings these incredibly powerful ballads. She's got a bit of pop to her. She's got a bit of pop and she has good pop heritage as well. Her son,
yeah,
of course
Stanley the Coronas.
From the Coronas. I should also mention that her husband, Joe Riley, actually produced the album, A Woman's Heart, as well.
Right.
With his label, Dara Records. But I wanted to put this one in because this was a huge hit, but it did kind of represent a little bit more of a step into the world of more modern music. And it has, and her voice is perfect for it. It doesn't jar. It doesn't feel out of place. Doesn't feel like she's forcing it. And it's just that gorgeous kind of haunting melody as well, just interwoven in that little more up-tempo beat.
A lot of reaction when she announced she was carrying out her farewell tour or starting her salon tour.
She's an icon.
Yeah.
I mean, Mary Black, and I've been listening to Mary Black. I have to say, it was actually the Black Family album that we used to have in the car.
Which, so funny you say that. A lot of my friends, like, I don't really remember my parents listening to Mary Black, but my friends talk about their parents listening to Mary Black in the car, and this being the cassette that was put into the car
the
player.
Black Family album, I think in 1986, and I can remember trips up and down to Wexford with the family, and this was one of the ones in the rotation.
Yeah.
And I could probably, without thinking about it, recite a lot of those songs
because they've
gotten in there.
We're leaving listeners with, of course, No Frontiers. Is it her most successful song?
It is, Outside of a Woman's Heart, which is, not technically speaking, a Mary Black song. Yes, it is. And I want to take issue with the listeners to Today FM.
Why?
Because they recently published
their
100 Greatest Songs.
Yeah.
And this comes in at number 74 on that list.
Does
and
it?
Mark McCabe's Maniac 2000 comes in.
Now that's a tune, Alan.
20. This is where we
This is where
company.
You and I differ.
Yeah. What I want to appeal to is the more discerning news talk listeners.
I'm all about the Maniac 2000.
Clearly, the listeners who tune into this show would put that way higher. Again, the lyrics in this song, I'm a lyrics person.
Yeah.
And the hope in this song, you know, that fear will lose its grip and heaven have its way if we could have a wish for the world, carried on the absolute sparkling vocals of Mary Black. We will miss you, Mary, but we will never forget you.
Will you go to her final tour?
I would love to get.
Yeah,
to, yeah. I'll definitely find a spot to grab a show. All right.
Good stuff, Alan Buckley from the Irish Rock and Roll Museum Experience. We will leave you with Mary Black's "No Frontiers."
If life is a river, your heart is a boat, and just like a water baby, baby. And if life is a wild wind that blows way on high, and your heart is a million dying to fly, heaven knows no frontiers, and I've seen heaven in your eyes.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.